time for our special music with Winnalee Zeeb.
Thank you. So good to see you all.
Becoming
I'm so pleased tonight to introduce our speaker. This is Dan Maynard, longtime A Course in Miracles student and teacher.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. It's so nice to come to fellowship. Oops, is this on? Let me turn this off. There we go. It's nice to come to fellowship because you're so rooted in A Course in Miracles, and that's what Carol and I live on. That's our foundation. That's our rock. And just grateful for how we've all of us have grown together and grown and expanded our awareness. As the song said, we're never healed alone, and that's what we're doing, is we're constantly healing ourselves. And we're always learning, like Winley's song said, you know, we're always learning and growing. Every day, Carol and I read a course, it's like, oh, there's another gem. And it just keeps growing. And so a while back, we were reading through the text, and it came across this wonderful section called The Dynamics of the Ego. So we're going to start out with a little song. You all got the words. Kind of introduces it. It's from a good friend of ours, Resta Brown. And she wrote this song. And it just kind of is cute and fun. It talks a little bit about the ego. Yeah, we could read it together. Let's do that. That sounds like a good... Let's just read it. All right. So, start reading it. I don't have the words in front of me, so.
No,
they're not. You, such singleness won't do. Just make a wish, an extra dish, table set for two. Don't be upset, but just one get. The lovely window view. Perhaps you'll try the ego pie. It's our specialty. Lots of see. Soft. Last time it fell. Oh, that was hell. The chef left in a huff. Be happy, fat. Isn't that cute? And what's really interesting about Resta is that she never played a guitar. She was not a musician. She didn't know anything about music. Well, Holy Spirit started sending her songs. She has 14 CDs. And so she went and learned how to play the guitar. She went to recording studio to learn how to record, and she could produce all these CDs. And then she quit. But anyways, it's a fun song. Yeah, she quit doing performances. She won't play any more music. She just kind of put it all on the shelf, which is kind of sad. But anyways, so recenter myself here for a second. What is the ego? You know, the ego is the part of us that believes that we are separate. And a lot of you know that. You studied a course. I'm kind of telling you something that you already know. The ego, though, I think sometimes people have an issue with A Course in Miracles in that it looks like in the course that it's saying, get rid of the ego, dispel the ego, throw the ego out. It never says attack it. It never says destroy it. It never says it can't be. As long as you are a body, and as long as you are in this place we call space-time, you're going to have an ego. You're not going to get rid of it. You can't. And so what do? Let's just learn to keep it at bay and decide who is going to be in charge. So I have looked up the Webster Dictionary. What is ego? It's a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. The belief that we are separate, the source of fear, doubt, and confusion. This is not who you are. That's what the ego is. You got to remember that that's who you are not. So the ego is the part of us that blinds us and keeps us focused on our source. Think about it this way. We've got our Holy Spirit or divinity coming through. And then we have our subconscious or our ego mind, which is filled with all the past references, with all of the past things that have happened in our lives, and not just this life, for all of our lives, is all stored in this ego mind. So whenever we make a decision, the ego is who we refer to first. And all of those fears and doubts and all of that is what makes our decision. So when we're confused and when we're not feeling in touch with Source, it's because we're letting our ego filter out true divinity. And that's where our fear comes from. And it's false evidence appearing real. You've all heard that, I'm sure. So, let's see here. I have to admit I'm a little disrupted here. Okay. So, one of the things that I like to lovingly say is don't let the blind one drive. Because the ego is the part of us that wants to drive. And the ego's favorite game is this or that, this or that. And so, as long as you're busy with this or that, you're not going to pay attention to your true source. That's all the Course in Miracles is a way to study our minds, to become aware of what your mind is doing. And when we're aware of it, then we can change. We know that we have choice. By choosing spirit and divinity and letting the ego sit in the back seat. That's what that's all about. I'm going to jump up here. We've got to realize that we're hiding ourselves in the dark when we're listening to the ego. We're blocking what is truly ours. Sometimes when you're busy listening to the ego, you have no idea how many beautiful things we miss. When you're in fear, you can't find all of the beauty. You know, Carol and I were having a conversation this morning in relation to our daughter-in-law, which, to put it nicely, is a testy relationship. And Carol said, oh, you know, I really had an awareness awakening here. I realized that I can't truly forgive her because I think I'm justified. I'm justified. I have a reason. And because of that, she's fearful, or we're fearful, that we're not going to see our grandson, or that she's going to take something away from us. So by letting go of the ego and letting your spirit come through, you can see the divinity, and then the whole universe opens up to us. It's always available to us at all times. Okay, let's see. You know, as I'm doing this, I'm realizing that you guys, all of you, have been studying. And when I really put this together earlier, I was putting it together for a group that doesn't study the course like you guys do. Well, several of you do. And so I've kind of changed my tune here for a second. Because I'm not telling anything that you aren't already aware of. It's just finding what is available to you. Because like I said, the ego keeps you busy. And when you see that, then you can go, I choose again. I'm going to let something new come through. And then what is available to us is the whole universe. Everything that we want and desire is there for us. We are the most powerful beings. Our mind is so powerful that we can bring what we want. And all we have to do is learn how to let this ego part of us go away. In the Course, it says, there is no dynamics of the ego because the ego doesn't really exist. It's something that we made up in our mind. It's the part of us that we think exists. It's the part of us that we think with. And when we can let go of that, now we are aware of what the ego is doing and we stop believing in the ego and it just fades away. It just becomes not a big thing. So, what I say is when you do that, when you've cleared the way and the divinity starts coming through, that's when I say the light has come. That's when your mind lights up to truth and who you are. And everyone you see, you realize, is love as you are. And that's why we're here, right? Why do we all come here? What is it that we're looking for? We're looking for peace. We're looking for that love that we know is there. And we experience it and express it from time to time. But we just have to know what we need to do to always feel that and see that love in everyone. Know that God wants nothing but happiness for you. When you discover that, it becomes much easier. No matter what happens to you during your day, you can release it and let go of your ego mind and find that all God wants for me is happiness. And you become a mind watcher. You start catching it. You say, oh, I see that's my ego leading me down this crazy path. Okay, I'm choosing again. I choose peace instead of this. That's how simple it is to just choose peace every time. Sometimes it's hard because the ego or whatever seems to appear to be going on in front of us is pretty dramatic and scary. And when we look at this whole world, okay, and the crazy things that are going on right now, and we can be the one that starts the change. We have to change it here in us. We can't change it out there. We can't fix this world. We can't. Because it's actually an illusion. And that's hard sometimes to believe when you look at all the crazy insanity. But it's got to start somewhere. We have to be the ones. That's our responsibility as truth seekers that we are. As the ones that know this. We have this love. That's why we read our books. That's why we come to church. So we're the ones. It's our responsibility to acknowledge that we are the light of the world. Let's all say that. I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the world.
The more you can do that, I just got goosebumps from that. You are the light of the world. You can bring light to darkness. You can bring that to peace. And the way you do it is not by looking at somebody with hatred, not by looking at, well, look what that person's doing. How can I stop them? That's not how you do it. What you do is you see them and you love them. When you love them, then you see yourself as love. And it comes back to you as love. That's healing the world. That's how you are the light. It's your love that you extend outward. It's not our hatred and our feelings that we need to fix this or change that. Now, don't get me wrong. Okay? I'm not saying don't, you know, speak your mind. Don't get involved in politics. I'm not saying that. You want to do that. You need to put your voice out there. But when you join into politics or you join into whatever it is that's going on, you're the one that can maybe help start the light. Because some of the others are not aware of what their mind is doing. You do, and you can see it in them. They maybe can't see it at this moment. So it's your responsibility to see them that way. That heals them. That heals yourself. That heals the next person. They'll be affected and not even realize what happened. The other thing to do is when you catch yourself being in fear, being really angry, don't get guilty. Because guilt is a trick of the ego. Because when you're guilty, you can't think straight. So go, okay, I slipped. I took a sidestep. But there's no punishment or forever. You can change it instantly, every second of the time. A good friend of mine, he would walk and take a step and he'd say, "Help, Holy Spirit." He'd take another step and he'd say, "Help, Holy Spirit." That's what we have to do, is every step we take, we just have to take it again and keep bringing it back to ourself and stay in tune with our higher self. Because this world, as we all know, will distract us. I'm distracted daily too. Use the power that you have at your disposal. Use your light. You can heal others, but heal yourself also. So don't be guilty. Be in peace. And as Mary said earlier, remember that everyone you meet is holy. It's like you hold up a mirror to someone and you say, "Look, look here. Look who you are. You are the Holy Son of God. You are the one. You are the light of the world as I am." We are all equal. Some of us just forgot. So you hold up a mirror and you say, "Look, please, I want you to see this." When they see it, it reflects back to you. And then it goes out and it intensifies 1,000-fold. That's how we can save the world. I think that's about all I have to say, except for the one last thing that I love, and that is namaste. The Christ in me greets the Christ in you. Thank you.